DW.
As well as measures to adapt to a changing climate, the world's cities are also responsible for a huge chunk of the emissions that are causing the planet to warm. Marijke van Staden is ICLEI's low-carbon city agenda leader. I caught up with her at the same bond meeting and asked her what she and the city representatives from around the world were focusing on.
Well, we talk about the need to actively reduce greenhouse gas emissions, specifically about carbon dioxide emissions and methane, which are areas where a local government can actually also influence the reduction or plan a low-emission development pathway, specifically the transport and building sector, but waste, water, energy, the need for that transition to clean fuels, to using resources efficiently is a global issue, and in every single city, town or region needs to be addressed.
So how are we doing on that?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, I guess. We need to scale much more. I think things are moving in the right direction, but the tempo is too slow. What we need to see is every single local government around the world to engage on the topic, but also to work in partnership with their national governments. And that, again, makes it very challenging because in many cases, the national governments are not discussing these issues with the local governments.
So which cities are doing particularly well?
There are several I could list. The city of Seoul in South Korea, in particular, has set an innovative target, one less nuclear power plant, and focusing on combining energy efficiency and the switch to renewable energy. Now, Seoul is a mega city, and they really have a very ambitious climate action plan, and they monitor and report and track on the developments as well. So they implement across a wide range of sectors, buildings, transport, you name it, they do it. And this is what we wish to see. And also they share the lessons that they learn with other cities.
Now, you said that the issues to be dealt with are actually very similar across the globe, no matter which continent we're talking about. But is there not a huge difference when it comes to the resources available to countries like wealthy, industrialized countries on the one hand and poorer developing nations on the other?
Resources, I think, would be one of the main topics still everywhere around the globe. We have cities in Germany that do not have the resources necessarily to implement what they have already defined as priority actions. There are richer cities and then we have the poorer ones, and essentially all of them need to engage, and what we need to do is find the financial resources, be these governmental as well as private, and ideally a mix of those, to make sure that we can accelerate climate action.
Is it also to a large extent about convincing people that low-carbon economy, the green economy, is actually potential for economic gain rather than just an expensive business which will not pay off?
That's an interesting question. I think there is a lack of understanding what green economy means and what a local green economy could do for the people, job creation and so on. We need more arguments and more facts that could help the understanding of the decision makers. But again, we need that vertical integration between levels of government, that they talk and explore this pathway together. We need all levels of government to understand that this is a key strategic development and a process they need to explore in their own way.
Do you think that what's happening in the United States in particular with the Trump administration enhances what cities can and should be doing to bring about climate protection and the transition to a low-carbon economy?
I think it has certainly stimulated an intensive debate as to which level of government needs to do what. And if one sees a potential failure at national or federal level to be ambitious, to be the leader, certainly the local leaders will jump in because they see the practical impacts in their cities. They already experience climate change. They need to understand, and they do increasingly understand, the need for climate change mitigation. But they cannot act in isolation. They need support from the other levels.
Is there one type of action which you could imagine really changing the future of our cities in greener, lower carbon direction?
First of all, switching off. Energy conservation, that's the cheapest option. Actually, that's the option that saves money. We can do that very easily. We're wasting resources. The second option, energy efficiency in systems, using the most optimal technologies. That's also a very good investment in the future. Third option, investing in renewable energy resources, especially local. I think every local government and every regional government needs to make an assessment of renewable energy potentials, and then you can immediately map how you can have that transition pathway to clean fuels, moving away from fossil, moving away from polluting nuclear energy.
Do you feel optimistic about the future?
I do, but I also see the need for more clearer leadership. We need strong leaders who are not afraid. We cannot deal with these small ad hoc little steps. We need to scale. So we need long-term continuity, especially at the local government levels, but also at the national level. So the best examples that we have are cities where the current ruling party and the opposition party have agreed tackling climate change is the priority, and those are doing the best. They are far ahead of all the others. DW.